This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Aw, man, someone rained on our parade from the text. From the 785, that Ichiro comment is everywhere. Well, good for him to send it to us because I hadn't seen it yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You know that Ichiro comment as we heard the kid. Yep. Let's keep going. Start Bench Cut brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. We start with insiders. Start Bench Cut. Ken Rosenthal, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport.
Hang on a second. Did you see what happened to the Masters just now?
Whoa, what?
Prime Video is now the domestic broadcast partner of the Masters next April.
Good. Whoa, that's awesome.
The Masters will stream live on Prime Video from 1 to 3 Eastern on Thursday and Friday.
Okay, wait. That's it?
That's it. They're not giving you
what?
More.
That sucks.
Yeah. What? Sorry, Dusty. You went from sweet to
Most downloaded app in April every year. The Masters app.
Yep.
So again, Start, Bench, Cut, your insiders. Ken Rosenthal, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport.
I'd probably start Adam Schefter. I'll bench Ian Rappaport, and I'm cutting Ken Rosenthal.
I'll start Ian. I'll bench Adam, and I would have cut Adam before this last week, but now I'll cut Ken.
Yeah, I think Ken probably was a – yeah, but now you see who he is, and you're like, I don't want to be around
Gross.
That guy.
Guy sucks.
Hey, Jay Brzezinski joke. That looks like Ali looking over Frazier.
Dude, here's what you do. Dude, I totally messed that up. I'm bad. My bad. I didn't mean that. That was a terrible look by me. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I effed that up, bro. I'm sorry. Take the man to lunch.
Exactly. Yep.
I was hoping to be on Kyle Rant's Angry Runs. we move on to start Bench Cut. 2-0 teams after 2 weeks in the NFL. Bills, Rams, Packers.
I'll start the Packers. I'll bench the Bills, and I'll cut the Rams.
Right there with you. Right there with you right now, Bob.
Packers, Bills, Rams?
Packers, Bills, Rams.
Because I'm a little shocked that Matthew Stafford is doing what he's doing. I mean, obviously, Puka Nacua has been a heavy target, as he should have been.
So good.
Got the run for a touchdown this past week. We're just like, oh, my God, he's still going, and he's in the end zone. And then Devontae Adams was also in there as well. 1-1 teams start bench cut. The Lions, the Ravens, the Broncos.
I'll start the Ravens, bench the Lions, and I'll cut the Broncos. They don't seem right.
Agreed.
There's something not there.
Agreed.
I think they're the team that sniffed their own poop and thought they were good.
Yes.
And then they realized it smelled like poop, and it's too late to change because you've already eaten all that stuff and your diet's already out of whack. So we'll see you next year, Denver.
Yeah, they heard all the praise all offseason. They just thought they could come out there and look like all the praise.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work to do that. Yeah, I'm going to go, like you said, Ravens, Lions, and I'll cut the Broncos.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a heated debate on the sideline between Bo Nix and Sean Payton.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Yeah, you didn't see that.
The golden child.
Oh, yeah. And somebody tweeted, which I will say I'm not a huge fan of, but I kind of understand
the
where they were going.
Tweet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, kids today, you just can't coach them. But I mean, we saw two quarterbacks basically just go out their head coach. Right?
Yeah.
We saw the Duval guy get yelled at by, you know.
No, not yelled, just
waved off of. You know?
Like he just doesn't even matter.
Bo Nix just, you know, rolling his eyes, if you will, at Sean Payton on the sidelines and yelling at him. And, yeah, the boomer tweet of, you know, the kids today. But you never saw that kind of stuff really before. Tom Brady would blow up on the sidelines and scream at that offensive coordinator who'd been around for 100
McDaniels,
years. But he never went at his head coach.
No,
you know,
so
you
didn't have the camera angles.
Well, maybe there was that too, but like you just see it a lot more now. You know?
See what happens, Mac. Bo Nix is coming off the field, holding his helmet in his hand, and says something and passing to Sean Payton. Sean Payton then turns around, looks at Bo. He turns around and looks like this, and then it's just like a little
mumbling from Bo Nix
It's one of those things that you've done before, probably with your father, where it's like, I told you not to do that. It's like, I don't care. What'd you say?
What was that?
Yeah. And you turn back around, you stand on business, he stands on business, and it never ends up being good business.
Right.
We go to 0-2 teams, start bench cut, Texans, Chiefs, Bears.
Starting the Chiefs, cutting the other two. No, benching the Texans, and then I'll cut the Bears. They flat out. So that Caleb Williams is just total garbage.
I don't think Caleb Williams is garbage, but I will have to cut the Bears for right now. That Texans defense is as advertised. That offense has serious question marks. I don't know if they'll be able to lift up and get some wins, but the Texans don't need to score a lot of points. They really don't. If they score 24 a game, they'll have a winning record. Give me the Chiefs, Texans, Bears.
It's weird how they got rid of their starting left tackle, and now they have offensive line issues.
Your quarterback of the future. You never saw that coming.
Right. Laramie Tunsil, go protect Jaden Daniels. And we'll just stay here with C.J. Stroud, who's our future. We'll be fine. Kind of like Cincinnati. We'll pay Ja'Marr Chase. We'll pay T. Higgins. We'll pay Henderson on the outside. What about the offensive line?
Oh, yeah.
We've got that guy Brown from the Chiefs.
We paid Orlando Brown.
Our quarterback who's constantly hurt because he's always getting pressure. Okay, we'll be all right. We move on to backups that will be starting this week in the NFL. Carson Wentz, Jake Browning, Marcus Mariota.
God.
Yeah. And by the way, that Browning-Wentz matchup is a doozy at a 12 o'clock game as the Vikings and Bengals will play. As Drew Nixon got here, he goes, saw a lot of tweets saying, can we just have this game start at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. They flex this thing to FUBU and it plays at 8 a.m. You know, like it's a bad one. I'm going to start Mariota. He's had playoff success. I'm going to bench Carson Wentz, and then I'm going to cut this Browning guy. Whatever. But they also signed two quarterbacks in Cincinnati today, Mike White. Who was the other gentleman that got signed?
Good question, Iguano.
Thank you. TJ Houshmandzadeh.
You say Brett Ripon, Sean Clifford, someone like that.
Sean Clifford, the big red dog. And then, Brett Ripon was already there. Jake Browning, obviously, there. They got Mike White and Sean, the big red dog, Clifford.
Ooh, yeah. You know you're at dire straits. The microwave oven in the kitchen delivery. You're in dire straits when Mike White shows up to your facility.
Well, now you got to do the walk of life and be the Sultan's of swing.
You got to.
I'll go Browning, Mariota, Wentz.
The three teams the Chiefs have played all have certain styles of food that are all very wonderful. The California-style food, the Philadelphia-style food, or that New York-style food that you'll get this Sunday. Because you get bagels and Brooklyn-style pizza, right, in New York. Philly, you got the cheesesteaks and whatever else is good in Philly. And then Cali, I mean, it's just a different world over
there. Yeah, I'm so torn because you're talking about the best breakfast food ever, bagels. Real bagels. Nothing past the Delaware River counts as a real bagel. Pizza.
Yeah.
And nothing past the Delaware River really counts as great pizza. Then you got Philly with cheesesteaks and soft pretzels.
Oh, that's what they got, soft pretzels? Okay.
And then in California, you got like fish tacos and all that stuff. So the answer is yes.
To all of it.
I'll start Cali, bench New York, cut Philly, but that's tough.
We go to the Chiefs side of the things that you would start bench cut after 2 weeks. Running backs, D-line, secondary.
I'm going to start the secondary, bench the D-line, cut the running backs.
Yeah, you got to cut the running backs. What did you do? You started the secondary?
I started the secondary, bench the D-line, cut the running backs, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I don't like any of it.
None of it.
I'll start the secondary, though, yeah.
And then last but not least, we go to the surprised, maybe some 2-0 teams. Indiana Jones and the Colts, whoever at quarterback and 49ers, and Cincinnati 2-0 with the plethora of quarterbacks they have in their system right now. All three teams 2-0.
You laugh when you say whoever and the 49ers at quarterback, but I mean, if this kid plays well and Max you're the 49ers, awesome. You're thinking to yourself, well, we screwed that up. We didn't need to pay, you know, whoever that guy was, Browning Nagel or whatever the guy's name is, his quarterback. Like, we that's a major mistake, right? But it also will show you how good Kyle Shanahan is, yep. too, which, again, really screws Kyle Shanahan because the organization's like, well, we'll just never pay a quarterback. If you can fight all these guys and make them good, look what you've done so far with Kastoff, you know? And so I'll start the Niners. I'll bench the Colts and I'll cut the Bengals.
I'll start the Bengals because any backup quarterback's going into a good situation there. I know the O-line's tough, but you get to throw to Mike Gesicki, Chase Brown, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase. Sounds pretty fun. I think I could even complete some passes. Nah. I'll bench the Niners and cut the Colts.
He does have the best nickname in sports right now with Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. It's
Indiana
great.
Jones is so good. I love that. When I heard Berman say that the first night of the season, I'm like, that's good.
So good.
That's Berman in a nutshell right there. That's why he's awesome.
We'll go to the text line for one more before we go to break. Cult classic 80 movies, Roadhouse, Goonies, Breakfast Club. Start, bench, cut.
Start the Breakfast Club, bench Goonies, cut Roadhouse. And that's not easy to do.
I think I've seen Goonies. I've only seen Roadhouse and Breakfast Club. So I'll start Breakfast Club. Bench Roadhouse.
Starting Roadhouse, benching Goonies, cutting Breakfast Club.
Ooh.
Roadhouse.
Damn, Breakfast
he
Club,
rips
though.
The guy's throat out.
on the shoreline. Coming up, we need to get to that point where we can get back to being that offense that can rip the throats out of defenses, plus what Mahomes needs help-wise and what else is bad right now that will tend to get better for your Kansas City Chiefs on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Your guys' boy, Mikey Florio, he's got his power rankings out. Since it is Tuesday, they all come out, right? You want to take a stab at who he's got at number one?
Well, if you're smart, you put the Eagles at number one. They're 2-0. They're the defending champs. They haven't done anything to relinquish that crown yet.
I'll go Green Bay.
Green Bay is third. Number one is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. Good call.
He has explanations by all of them. They're finding ways to win like the Chiefs used to.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean, we talked about that on Monday. That's the biggest thing that's lacking from this game right now is knowing that you're going to, or from this team, I should say, is knowing that you're going to win. Well, we're not there anymore. You're like down 10 with 3 minutes to go used to be a win. You know, now down 10 with 3 minutes to go, people are headed to the exits. So they've got to get that back.
Because yesterday, I thought it was interesting that Mac had said this because obviously we do our show so early. That he said the Eagles are just boring. They're not fun. And then I started watching other shows like The Herd and First Things First and all these things. And they're like talking about the same thing. Like, yeah, they're boring. They don't move the needle. They're not fun to watch, right?
Yeah, they win.
But they win.
For sure.
They kind of remind me of that Pistons team that had Rasheed Wallace and gosh, what was that guy? It looked like an alien. Tayshaun Prince.
Yes.
Rip Hamilton. They weren't really flashy. They weren't really fun.
Chauncey.
But they just won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big shot Chuck. And you look to the team and you're like, yeah, roster-wise, they're pretty overall. They're a good roster. You look at the Eagles, A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown had 5 catches for 26 yards.
I mean, there was nothing from an offensive standpoint. But, like, I understand people.
And the longest pass was a hook.
I mean, like, a lollipop that never should have been done.
No.
And so, but I look at, you know, fun versus winning, right? Like. Mm-hmm. If I'm a Chiefs fan,
they weren't fun last year.
They were not fun last year, but they won, and that's all that matters. And people were saying that last year. Oh, they're not that fun. Yeah, but they're winning. I'm not here to amuse you. I'm not here to be your court jester. I'm not here to entertain. I'm here to do my job and win a football game. And if that means winning and you're not amused, I don't care, right? And so that's kind of how I would be if I'm the Eagles right now. Oh, you don't think we're fun? We're 2-0. Who cares?
We'll do the power rankings here until we get to the Chiefs. Number one, we said the Eagles. Number two is the Bills. And the description next to it is, it's going to take more than a busted nose to slow Josh Allen down.
Yeah. We're going to take the Chiefs in January.
Oh, man.
Number three is the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
And then, quote, he says, they may not lose for a while.
Interesting. I mean, they're a solid football team.
Good
really,
team, man.
Really good football team, yeah.
Don't think either of you had them making the playoffs. Browns, Cowboys, Bengals.
Damn. So we're looking at 5-0.
Cardinals, Steelers, Panthers. I mean,
6, 7, 8.
Yeah, they may be making a run where people are starting to get that conversation going, and then they'll lose in the first round.
November 10th, primetime game against the Eagles at home.
That's the game of the year.
Top two NFC teams right there.
You said November 10th?
November 10th.
That's the first opportunity they have facing a team that isn't that good.
So that's Monday Night Football?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, because our boy Nathan gets married on the 8th, and that's a Saturday.
Yeah. Congrats, Nathan.
So is that the first game that they have against a real opponent?
Some would say Dallas in that Sunday Night Football reunion.
Well,
Micah Parsons.
That's this week.
Yeah.
That's week three.
Week four.
No, is it week
four? Week four. The Browns. Then they got the Cowboys. Yeah, the Bengals without Joe Burrow. The Cardinals, I guess, have been okay.
Does Joe Flacco finish this game on Sunday? With that Packers defensive front, Micah Parsons, does Joe Flacco finish this game?
We get a little
Shador. And I don't mean hurt, but I mean like you just can't put him back there with that much pressure.
No, you don't get Shador. He's not even running the scout team now in Cleveland. He's like
water boy. What's he doing?
Well, whatever the fifth guy on the depth chart does right now. Yikes. Like they do not even have him running scout team. I saw at the end of last week, and so the bloom has kind of fallen off that rose. But it also kind of tells you, you know, coach versus front office and whatnot. Like, why did we draft this guy again? It's, you know, he's not good enough to be our starter. You just wasted a fifth round draft pick. You know, on this guy who everybody thought should have been a first-round draft pick and can't get on the field as the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. That, again, back to the evaluating of talent that we talked about earlier, everybody outside of NFL front offices is screaming that you need to take Shador Sanders. And this guy can't even crack the scout team for the Browns right now.
Number four on his list is the Ravens. And then says it's a lot easier to hold a lead against the Browns than it is the Bills.
But don't try to hold a lead. Go win a game.
I'm still in question about the Baltimore Ravens, and I don't know why. I shouldn't, because I know who their quarterback is and who their head coach is and who their running back is.
Well, maybe you're questioning it because you've seen it before, Dusty, and you're like, it's just the same old story.
Chargers come in at fifth. Jim Harbaugh had a special birthday cake for Pete Carroll.
God.
Sweet. Number six is the Buccaneers. Yes, any team could have signed Baker Mayfield twice.
But nobody did except Tampa.
The Rams coming at number seven with a return to Philly on deck. The Rams get a golden opportunity to do what they almost did in the divisional round last year. Beat Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. I have the Rams above Tampa, I think, but that's fair.
I haven't watched enough of the Rams to know.
Yeah.
Number eight is the Commanders. Jaden Daniels took way too many hits at Lambeau Field.
That seems
eight.
High.
They've lost their quarterback for a good month. I mean, and I didn't think they were playing that good of football anyway.
Well, this is power rankings, though. So
I know,
week to week.
I know. Yeah. Yes. But also, too, it's power rankings week to week. But you lost your quarterback this week.
Yeah, that should matter.
That should drop you, yeah.
Number nine, maybe the Lions. It is the Lions. Maybe the Lions should treat every game like a must-win game. There's a lot of anger in those Lions last week.
Mm-hmm.
They put on a show.
That was a revenge type of.
And then they unleashed Jameson Williams. Two catches, 108 yards, two touchdowns, like that.
Maybe the first week of the season was kind of a look ahead for them, you know, knowing what was they were facing in week two. Who did they play in week one? It was Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't look good at all. They got, you know, slobber knockered.
Mm-hmm.
But also week two, then they come out, and is it indicative of the Lions, or is that how bad the Bears really are? Because I think it's a combination of both.
I think so, too.
I think the Bears are terrible. I think their quarterback just sucks.
Well, you keep saying that, and that's fine. They allowed 50 points.
I understand that. No, that's like, fine. Yeah, they gave up 50-some points. But as Dusty had mentioned, and we've seen it now 2 weeks in a row, once that script is done, Caleb Williams is useless.
He starts to look a little...
And you can't have that. Like you and I can play with the script. We know what we're doing. We're confident. We worked on it all week. Play 16.
Number 10 on the list is the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs need to reload around Patrick Mahomes or maybe rebuild.
Well, okay. We got two wide receivers coming.
Yeah,
they will reload.
They will reload, yes.
They will reload.
Notable teams the Chiefs are ahead of. The Broncos at 11, the Niners at 12, the Colts at 13, the Bengals at 14, and the Texans at 15. The rest of the list, you can go to Pro Football Talk and look at the rest of the list.
And it's interesting, when you look at the Super Bowl odds that just came out now, the Kansas City Chiefs are fifth. The Bills at plus 450, Ravens plus 550, Packers 700, Eagles 750, and the Chiefs are 12-1. Like, they have the fifth best odds still.
Bet it.
At 0-2 to go win the Super Bowl. I got them at like 8-1 at the start of the season.
Nice.
12-1 now. That's a hell of a bet right there.
You can get them in the division at plus 230.
Really? It's plus money for them to win the division now, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they're technically 2.5 games back, you know?
I understand it, but... Yeah.
But still.
Still, you should bet that. They're absolutely winning this division.
Yeah, plus money right there to win the West.
There is, obviously, that comment from Florio, which kind of ties into what we want to talk about, because we heard what Chris Sims had to say on Sunday Night Football, which was they want to get help around Patrick Mahomes. But again, help is on the way. But this was Chris Sims' comments.
It's been tough. It doesn't look great. You heard Devin McCourty. Mahomes is the leading rusher for the second week in a row. Yes, he's making mistakes too, but there's not a lot of help out here right now. You're going to see here, one, this is a little on him. He doesn't feel the blitz. It surprises him. It's not picked up. A big sack early on in the football game. Later on, This has been a, they can't control the line of scrimmage. Look at this. There's nowhere to go. They can't run the football. They haven't been able to. That's concerning. Here again, protection mistakes and then no separation from anybody downfield. Devin McCourty said it to start the show. There's nobody you're game planning or scared of on Kansas City right now, and Mahomes has too much on his plate.
You buy in or buy out on that?
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that. But again, like when we get these wide receivers back, I think everybody's going to have a different impression of this team. And I think, you know, we're in week two. This is what everybody does. We make our decisions and our judgments based on what we're seeing. And right now, does it look good on the offense? Hell no, it doesn't look good from an offensive standpoint. But then you start to look about maybe why it's not good from an offensive standpoint. And guys, as we've kind of talked through this show now for 3.5 hours, and we had our time yesterday to kind of reset the game and think about all that kind of stuff. But you start to look about why this offense isn't working right now. And I hate to be this guy. A lot of it has to do with Isaiah Pacheco. There are too many bad runs out there already that people are isolating and showing. And not that that matters, that we got Twitter journalists out there doing their thing and whatnot, but you know what they're doing? They're actually showing you the play.
We can see it.
Oh, you can see it with your own eyes, and you can make your own judgments by it. And I got one sent to me from somebody in the NFL earlier this morning on the show, and it was Isaiah Pacheco not following his block. Then we saw the one last week where he wouldn't go up the middle and follow his block yet again. Maybe it is him not paying attention with his vision. Maybe it is subconsciously not wanting to go where there's a crowd to get hurt because he did get hurt. Whatever it is, Isaiah Pacheco is not playing effectively enough right now for this offense. And we're complaining about the running game, and we're worried about the running game. To me, in my mind, right now, Isaiah Pacheco needs to get this thing figured out, because there are two glaring plays, one in each game, where if he just follows his lineman like he's supposed to, you're in the end zone, and we're probably talking different results right now.
I think Matt Nagy has to give Isaiah Pacheco that Juwan Taylor speech.
He does, yeah, because it works.
Because it worked. Whatever you did, rip into Juwan Taylor, you need to do the same to Isaiah Pacheco, and it can be a little different, you know, not making those mistakes that are maybe setting back the team as far as yards and penalties, but say, hey, man, love you. Love what you've done here. Been fantastic these past few years. It's a contract year for you, man. You're a running back. I know you're not stupid. I know you know the way this works. I want to see you in this league for a few years. But I'm telling you what, you putting on those pads, you strapping up, that's going to be done in the next few weeks if you don't get this together.
Right.
It has to happen, man. Has to.
It does. And Matt's probably the guy to deliver it, because he's got that personality of he can do it in a nice way, but still in a firm way as well. Make you feel good about how bad you are.
But also
let you know, hey, dude, like these are the plays. They should isolate every one of those plays and really have a conversation with him. Do you need glasses? And I don't mean that jokingly. I really don't. I don't mean that jokingly. Do you need glasses? Do you understand? Then do you understand the offense? Mm-hmm. Then, you timid? Is it still bothering you from that injury?
Yep, you in your head a little?
Because if it's not one, and it's not two, then it has to be three. Three's the worst one. Yes. Three is the absolute worst one.
We can't fix three.
That's all on you. We can figure out one and two. But number three, if it is that timid factor, like we talked about earlier in the show, that's my theory on this, just watching the guy run and knowing what guys have to do with injury and battling back and how hard that is, I look at a guy that's timid right now. And so if that's the case, do we need to just, you know, beat you up in practice a couple of times and let you know it's going to be okay? He has to see that it's going to be okay before it is okay. So I hope it's not number three, but I do believe it is number three. Yeah. I just believe right now he's very timid because of that injury, and we all would be there.
How much do you want to see the rookie get involved?
I wanted him to see involved from day one, man.
Put him in there. Let's go.
Because I know that receivers kind of get moved into the rhythm a little bit, you know, elongated throughout the season. But a running back, I mean, you need a spark. You definitely need something. And you can't have Patrick Mahomes be your leading rusher for a fourth consecutive game and a third straight. Well, I guess it'd be the fourth straight game. He would be your leading rusher going back to the Super Bowl, going back to week one and week two. Again, Patrick Mahomes has more rushing yards than Jahmyr Gibbs and DeAndre Swift, who are RB1s in their system. And we all know Jahmyr Gibbs and what he's capable of doing. Now, again, 2 weeks, small sample size. But, again, shouldn't see Patrick Mahomes' name under there, because he's only 1 yard behind Christian McCaffrey and when it comes to rushing yards, which is insane to me. But I think that at this point in your season, 0-2, you're not seeing it from number 10. We know what Kareem Hunt does. He gets the tough yard or 2 yards when he needs it. That's his role. We know that's what his role right. is. That's why he was brought back on this team. Short goal line presence, 3rd and 1. You would hope 4th and 1, he would have got it last week. Still don't understand that play call. But again, like maybe it's time for Smith to get some opportunities. Maybe it's time to maybe use your running back as another pass option, because if you're not getting the time to throw it downfield to guys that aren't getting open, why not start incorporating the sort of plays that Andy Reid would draw for Jamaal Charles with Smith if he is that type of player who was a receiver turned to running back in the NFL? Maybe it's time to incorporate the rookie in the backfield as well.
I don't disagree with that at all. I'm open for anything right now. I thought Rashard Smith would be a big time, maybe big time's a strong word. I thought we'd see him enough. I thought by week 2, we'd be like, all right, we got ourselves a steal in the 7th round with this guy. Two running backs in a row from the 7th round. But they're not allowing him to go out there and play. There's probably a reason for that, right? He's probably not ready to go out there and play quite yet. And he needs to get ready and get out there and play. But I'm open to anything right now at that running back position. And again, as we've talked about it a lot this morning and then watching the videos of Pacheco, I think it's a fear thing. And that's the best way that I can describe it. We've all been there. Think about when you were a kid and all your buddies are doing bike jumps or whatever it is, and you haven't done that before. And they're like, come on, it'll be fine. And you're timid and you're timid. But then you do it. And you do the jump and you land and you're fine. And then you do it again. And then you do it. And then all of a sudden it becomes normal. It becomes natural. It doesn't become something you're thinking about. That's what Isaiah Pacheco needs. He needs to get his brains beat in between that line, bounce back up, get back to the huddle and go, oh yeah, I just ran up the middle and I didn't get hurt. I'm good. He needs to have that success. The brain is a powerful muscle, man.
We said to draft an elusive running back. You did in the 7th round. Now use him.
Give him a shot.
And against the Giants and against a defensive line that's going to be quick.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They're going to be coming up field right over the top of them. Let them go.
I mean, I would love to see it. Mac, you had a question in our rundown from earlier that we didn't get to all of it, which is what else that is bad now will get better with time with this team?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about the receivers, right? We know that'll get better in time. But the bad things on this team, right? The O-line, the receivers, the running backs, a lot of the offense, coaching mistakes, the secondaries had some issues. Those are like 5 things that I mentioned that are bad about this team. And I look at it and I'm going, okay, the O-line, I have confidence in them. Josh Simmons has been fantastic.
He's been so good.
He's been fantastic. We know what those two guys in the middle are capable of. They've got to step up, but I believe that they will. And Jawan Taylor, he had that talking to. Didn't really hear a peep from him last week. He was good. He was really good last week.
And you were on his side. I felt like the entire time the Chiefs were moving towards that end zone of the Eagles sidelines where Jawan Taylor was closest to you.
Yes, he was
when
right
you were
there.
Holding that mic.
Heck yeah, baby.
Did you watch him a lot?
I did.
And?
He was good. Yeah. He is really good when he gets the snap off. He's got good point of contact. He's actually pretty quicker than advertised. I think the O-line will improve. The receivers, we know that's going to improve, guys. Xavier Worthy's going to come back. It's going to do wonders. Rashee Rice is going to be, I mean, this offense will hum with him. The secondary, I don't know. The coaching, I know will improve. And the running backs, I don't know. That's 3 out of 5 things in my head that I just think of. Okay, I know they haven't looked great right now in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, I think the coaching will improve.
Coaching's going to be great. Yeah. By week 3 or week 4, week 5, this coaching will be where it is. It's elite. 3 out of those 5 things will be fixed.
So you bring up timid with Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah.
Are you worried you see any of that with Xavier Worthy?
Well, that's a good question.
Great question.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't know. And what about Rashee Rice, too? Like, that's the thing. And I said earlier that I was talking to a guy who's a scout in baseball and has been there for like 100 years, right? He lives here, scouts for another team. And we were talking about the Chiefs because that's what everybody's talking about. And he's like, are you concerned about, you know, Worthy coming back after missing an entire year? And this was yesterday afternoon. And I'm like, I don't really think so. And then the more I think about the Pacheco thing and whatnot, and then or the Rice coming back after a year, both of those guys, I think any injured guy in the NFL has to be in that category of they need to get hit, they need to see it, they need to have that success before they fully believe that they're okay and they're ready to go. Because all of these guys know how much they've been through. It's like you lost a lot of weight, Dusty. I've lost a lot of weight over the years. When you lose that weight, you don't want to put it back on. You have that fear of gaining it back. And once you see yourself for a year or 2 years not put that weight back on, then you feel a little bit more at ease. It's not that stressor every single time. Or maybe you stop drinking or quitting smoking or whatever it is, and you need to see that success for an extended period of time before you fully believe in yourself. And I think that's where kind of guys are in the NFL. We hear a lot about these guys. The trust of that knee, the trust of that Achilles, the trust of that leg, or the, I don't want to rehab again because I went through it. Just like, I don't want to lose another 100 pounds, so I'm not going to put it back on. I don't want to rehab again. I don't want to get hurt again because I don't want to deal with an entire year of trying to get better. So there's a lot of that that does factor in. It's just stuff we don't consider as sports fans a lot.
I just worry about what makes Xavier Worthy great, and that's those crossing routes.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
And those quick little catch and go, because, I mean, he's not going to be able to have the full, you know,
range of motion, yeah.
Right, because he's going to be locked in with that device that you're going
to... brace. Mm-hmm. Like,
the good thing about him is he hasn't rehabbed for a year, you know, and gone through the trials and the rigors of rehabbing and trying to get back and missing everything. It's a week. So hopefully that part will be okay with Xavier
Worthy. Because he's going to look like your tight end in Tennessee.
Chigakonkwo?
Number 87. He had that same sort of like shoulder device on his arm. We were watching the Tennessee game.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's because somebody's like, it came up to us and they're like, really? Xavier Worthy's going to be back next week? I was like, that's what they say. And I don't think they'd be saying this if they didn't think that he'd be back, especially against the Giants, where you'd be like, we could probably win that game without Xavier Worthy. We're 0-2.
We don't have that talk anymore.
Yep. It's a must-win game. 100% whether you look at it.
100% a must-win game. Yeah.
And I can promise you that's what it is. And I am worried about contact with Xavier Worthy.
I get it.
And I think that merits that. And if I'm worried, I wonder if he's worried, because if we use Temet for Isaiah Pacheco, what are the routes going to be? How many plays have been taken out because of that injury, and how many plays have been added in? We'll find out. Obviously, they think he's going to be playing this week.
It's a fair thing to wonder about. Like, especially, all right, first play of the game, X, you got to go across the middle, right? Here comes Travis is on the other side, by the way. please don't hit me, Mr. Kelsey.
Somebody says on the text line, what about calling Tampa Bay about Rashard White?
Been saying it for weeks, man. Do it.
They are using Bucky all day. Right on cue, who scored the game when he touched down last night?
He looked great last night when they used him, White did.
Bam, right in the middle. Tampa Bay wins.
He's from this area. He's a great pass-catching back. They've got other good running backs in Bucky and Sean Tucker. Call Tampa Bay.
But you know what? You need three. Like, what's the incentive for Tampa right now to trade a running back
with all these Pacheco injuries?
We'll give you Pacheco. Thanks. Throw in a Hochaver and Francoeur, too, while you're at it. You know,
real quickly before we go to break, who's the signing of the offseason you want to see play more this week? Elijah Mitchell?
Mm.
Or...
Is he still around?
Or Jalen Moore?
Never heard of him.
Forgot about him. Like, they had him in the game.
Yeah, I'd say Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah.
I'll give Kingsley one more chance.
Okay. Baby, give me one.
Because here's the other thing. Maybe Kingsley is doing what he's supposed to do, but his running back isn't doing what he's supposed to do. It makes him look bad.
Hard to judge.
Yeah, it is.
We'll wrap the show up on the other side, but first, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get back into it on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
One day closer to Sunday, right?
Just got a text from a buddy of mine. He goes, been a great week already. It's only Tuesday, 35-0 Chiefs. Let's go.
Let's go. There we go. We're back.
I got a DM from our friend Mr. Austin Sr. on the X.
Mm-hmm. Hello,
and he
Austin.
Says, I know you guys have heard of Wi-Fi. Well, I present to you MoFi. Move on from Isaiah.
Okay. That's fantastic. Yes, I would like very good MoFi.
But it's funny. It's really funny. Like, I hate to be this guy, but we said this the day he was drafted. It wasn't going to be long. Maximize everything you can. And they probably did out of a 7th-round draft pick, right?
Hell yeah.
A 7th-round running back, we probably got everything we could get out of a 7th-round running back. And even more, guys. I mean, what we got out of Isaiah Pacheco, everything else has probably been gravy because of where he was drafted. And I know Brett did a great job on him. Everybody kind of forgot about him with the COVID and all that kind of stuff. But this is the life cycle of a running back. We're experiencing it live with one of our guys, so it makes it easier when we say, I'm not signing that guy 3 years prior. You understand why, because this is where we are right now with him. The injury is mounted up, and now he can't figure things out.
What percentage chance would you give that we see Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Rashee Rice on the field at the same time?
Wait, say that again?
What percentage chance would you give that this year we see Hollywood, Worthy, and Rice all on the field at the same time?
Oh, I think that's pretty good. I mean, save yourself from obvious injury, but I'm thinking week 7, that should happen.
Yeah. Should.
I'm going to go 80%.
Wow.
What do you guys think of Hollywood Brown so far?
I think it's one of the worst signings that Brett Veach has made.
I mean, how much is he getting paid?
I mean, he's been injured since he's been here.
Right.
He had a pretty decent game in that game where the injury happened. Didn't see much of him in last week's game where I thought maybe he would step up and show something, and just hasn't really done anything.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of feeling
he's kind of giving me DeAndre Hopkins vibes.
He had 10 for 100 last week, guys.
99.
Come on.
Yeah.
But again, this is
where stats don't tell the story. Like, that's 10 for 99 sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember any of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember him because he had the deep ball that he almost scored on. But I just, you would think that.
He should have scored on that. That was ridiculous.
Whose fault that he didn't score?
He's not a wide receiver one.
Sure. I know he's not.
No. Yeah. But again, maybe that's why, too, playing out of position, he's probably better as a three. It's like when your number three all of a sudden has to become your number one starter. That's a guy who was three going into the year. We can't expect him to be a Cy Young at the top of the rotation.
I mean, if you'd have told me that Juju would have been more productive than Hollywood Brown, I would have laughed in your face.
I would have, too. Yeah.
But he hasn't been.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been. I know
Juju hasn't been more productive
in 2 weeks than Hollywood Brown. No,
I'm talking about since he's been here.
Well, yeah, Hollywood got hurt. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Hollywood got hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, and I was just told
that Hollywood. I was told that Hollywood doesn't always get hurt. That's a fake story.
It's true, and you guys believed me because I was correct. Because you look at the games played,
it's true.
I'm not disagreeing. I don't know why we're getting spicy. I'm not disagreeing.
No one's spicy. I'm just saying
Juju has been more productive than Hollywood Brown. And I'm saying
in the games they've played, absolutely not. But yes, overall, for sure, he's been on the field. He had 200 yards last year in 16 games. Not like Juju's been good,
right?
But yeah, I think Hollywood. When the Chiefs acquired and Brett Veach acquired Hollywood Brown, I thought we were getting a different player. I do agree with that. Mm-hmm. He's not the same player he was 3 years ago because of the injuries. More than likely, he's not a wide receiver 2 anymore, but he's a damn good wide receiver 3. And when he is that in week 7, you'll see.
Yeah, and that's, again, there you go. Miscast right now. Yeah. But it still doesn't take away from the fact of, like, I don't know. It's just, you know, when you see something and you're not really really sold on it, and you're looking and you're just like, what am I really looking at? Like, I can't put my finger on it. That's kind of where I am with Hollywood Brown. It's not like it's a negative thing. It's just like, I don't know. I just kind of maybe expected more. But again, when you're injured for an entire year and you don't play, it leaves you wanting more, you know? I don't know. I just feel like I wanted it. I'm with you. I was just kind of it was a good meal, but it wasn't great.
And again, some of it's unfair. I mean, obviously the injury is there.
Yep.
But then he came back and the playoff run, I didn't really see a lot of Hollywood Brown when he came back from the injury, especially in the playoff run. Didn't see a lot of five out there. With Xavier Worthy's emergence, I obviously understand the new toy is nice to play with a lot more than maybe something that you're trying to get back into the motion. And then last week's game, I thought maybe we would have an opportunity to see Hollywood Brown be the veteran receiver on the field, and it just wasn't there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, that's a good Philly defense, but I mean, it wasn't there. And I understand that there are some people out there that think it's unfair that he's the better receiver that we would have gotten out of Hollywood Brown should have been mixed in with Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. And we haven't seen that. Like, we just haven't seen it due to injuries. So maybe week 7, my mind changes, but right now I'm massively disappointed with the production that we've gotten out of Hollywood Brown, especially coming into this year where training camp every day it was like, well, he's got an injury in his ankle. Well, this is it. And then last week I was like, are you kidding? He's limping off the field. Mm-hmm. Here we go again. And now we're into week 3 against the Giants. And again, Xavier Worthy will be banged up, not 100%, won't be 100% the rest of the season, won't be 80% the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I would like to see him use this veteran sort of mentality with Patrick Mahomes, who we've always said, it doesn't matter how good you are at receiver, Mahomes will elevate you. We have yet to see Hollywood Brown be elevated by Patrick Mahomes, and most of that blame is on Hollywood Brown.
And also, too, there's a couple of things here, and we're all guilty of this, right? If his name was Ron Brown, we probably wouldn't expect a lot. His name's Hollywood Brown. We all recognize the name. And so we all expect Hollywood Brown to be – that guy that we saw at Oklahoma or even in Baltimore when they're naming him Hollywood Brown. Why am I drawing him? But Gus Johnson is yelling Hollywood Brown because he's from Hollywood, Florida, and giving him that nickname, right? Like, that's the image that we see. But as he gets older, just like all of us, you slow down, especially in professional sports. And so maybe from my standpoint, maybe my expectations aren't in line with what I should be expecting. But, you know, I just feel like, I don't know, I want more. That's it. Not a bad thing, but
no, I get it. I watched a play from him a couple years ago at Baltimore, and it's clearly he is not the same player. I mean, he made a man miss and ran for another 30 yards after the catch. He was a great, great athlete. He's just not that anymore. He's good. He's a good player. He's got good hands. He knows where to be on the field. He's had 4 catches on 3rd and short this year. Not one of them have gone for a first down. I don't think Hollywood Brown is without fault. There have been cases where it's like, dude, run forward. Come on, get back to the sticks. Know where you are. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I had a couple of those the other day. But I think this is, a good lesson for all of us here in Kansas City. When I get drugged for saying trade Travis Kelce, mm-hmm. it's getting out early on guys as opposed to staying too late. I was talking to a friend of mine about that yesterday, about, you know, trading guys, getting out early and whatnot. And sometimes, like, New England was great at that, right? The only one they failed on was Tom Brady. They should have got out early on Belichick, but they didn't. But they got out early on their players, and it worked, right? That's what happened. It worked, and you knew that they were going to do that. And I think Chiefs fans and fans in general in sports, we see the name, and we never factor in age. We just expect these guys to be as good as they were at 25 at 35. We're seeing the age with Travis right now. It's obvious, right? It's okay. Guy's 35 years old. It happens. We get old. We slow down. And that's why I always say, and people get so mad, you want to cut that guy? Yeah, I'd rather get out early than see what we got with number 10 right now.
So I said 80%. What's your chance, Bob?
That they all play? Oh, nothing's 100%, but I'm up there 99%. Save an injury, you know?
Dusty, you?
60.
Yeah, so when I said 80, you were like, whoa.
Yeah.
So you think someone's going to get hurt?
I just don't. Yes.
I mean, it's 100%. Writing on the wall, right? I mean, it happens. It's the NFL. You're probably got better odds than I do, but I'm thinking positive here.
We're still 4 weeks away from Rashee Rice even being on the field.
Yeah.
And we're bringing Xavier Worthy back 1 week after the labrum injury. And then Hollywood Brown was hurt in training camp, and he limped off the field at least one point in this game last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to put it at 60%. I mean, I think that's fair.
That's fair. No, I'm stupid. I'm putting a big number out there because going into the season, there were some conversations happening behind the scenes with, you know, all this kind of stuff that was going on. And one of the common themes that I heard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
A lot of people within the organization around the NFL was that they're excited that, like, they're going to have a full compliment for Patrick for the first time in a long time. And that didn't happen.
Here we are.
You know? And so, like, the best laid plans, sometimes they don't materialize, you know? And so now we just have to hope for the best. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hope for the best that everybody stays healthy and we get everybody back and let's roll.
Ron Brown was fast. He went to college at Pittsburgh State. Shout out Binkley. from the 303, Hollywood Brown should be Dollywood Brown now. Okay.
Nice. Wow.
Go do something nice for somebody today, tomorrow, whenever you can. It definitely helps. It can change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Coming up next, Cody Golden Drew. From 10 until 2, we'll talk to you tomorrow here on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.